Hello and welcome to Stress Blog. I'm John Gendron, a certified stress management coach and consultant with MindBodyBridge. Today I will be presenting to you coping with stress versus managing stress. Why coping alone isn't enough. Many people believe they know what it means to cope with stress, but there is often confusion between coping with stress and managing it. These terms are not interchangeable. They mean very different things. To understand coping more clearly, it helps to look at where it comes from. As related in understanding stress, the science behind how your body responds, in a life or death situation, like being approached by a grizzly bear, there are three basic responses: freeze, run, or fight. These are immediate survival responses. They are not choices in the usual sense. They happen automatically, and they are designed to get you through the moment. Move forward to present-day life, and stressors have become far more complex. But when you look closely, our responses still tend to fall into similar patterns. We avoid, we engage, or we shut down. We avoid stress when we stay away from situations that feel overwhelming, like calling off before an important meeting, putting something off, or keeping our distance from people or environments that feel like too much. Avoidance can also be quieter, like distracting ourselves with TV, hobbies, or staying busy enough not to think about what's bothering us. We engage when we confront stress through conversations, arguments, problem solving, or trying to work things out directly. And sometimes we shut down, holding things in, limiting communication, masking what we feel, or withdrawing altogether. At times, even deeper states like depression can function as a form of protection when things feel too overwhelming for too long. Some of these responses are automatic. Some develop over time. Most people use a combination of them without even thinking about it. And in many ways, they work. Most people I talk to already know how to cope with stress. They're not ignoring it. They're not pretending it isn't there. In fact, many are doing everything they know how to do, staying busy, pushing through, taking breaks when they can, trying to reset before the next demand hits. And for a while, that works. But then it comes back. At some point, a different question starts to show up. If I know how to cope, why do I still feel this overwhelmed? Not once in a while, but over and over again. The same pressure, the same patterns, the same feeling of having to handle yet one more thing. This is where a lot of people quietly get stuck, because the assumption becomes, if I'm still struggling, I must not be coping well enough. So they try harder, adjust things, look for better ways to get through it, but the stress still remains. Coping isn't the problem. It is a natural response to stress. In the moment, it helps you deal with what's in front of you. It creates just enough space to get through. It was never meant to prevent stress, and it doesn't reset everything back to calm. Its purpose is simple: to help you get through what you're experiencing. That works when stress comes and goes and there's time to recover. But when stress keeps showing up, one situation after another, without enough time to reset, coping continues to do its job, just not in a way that gets you ahead of the strain. It keeps you moving. It just doesn't change the stress that keeps coming. Where coping starts to fall short. One way to think about coping is like a pressure valve. It doesn't stop pressure from existing. It releases that pressure when it gets too high. That release can be helpful, even necessary, but it's temporary. If the pressure keeps building over and over again, the system still carries the load, and eventually the strain starts to show, resulting in exhaustion, tension, mental fog, irritability. Not because you're doing something wrong, but because you've been trying to handle too much for too long in a way that was never designed to carry at all. What managing actually means. When most people hear the word management, they already have a general sense of what it means. In other areas of life, management doesn't usually mean reacting at the last minute. It involves paying attention over time, understanding what's happening, noticing patterns, and making adjustments before things keep repeating the same way. That same idea applies here. Managing stress begins with understanding it. Not just that it's there, but when it shows up, what triggers it, and how it tends to unfold. It also includes noticing your responses, not judging them, just recognizing what's happening. Because once something is seen more clearly, it starts to become more predictable. And what's predictable begins to feel more manageable. So when we talk about coping with stress, we're talking about how we respond in the moment. Managing stress is something different. It's not about reacting better. It's about beginning to understand what keeps happening and how your experience of it starts to change over time. Where this starts to matter. Understanding the difference between coping and managing stress is not just a matter of wording. It changes what you pay attention to. If stress is something you cope with, your focus stays on getting through it, handling what's in front of you, recovering when you can. And for many situations, that's necessary. But when stress keeps showing up in familiar ways, something else begins to matter. Not just how you respond in the moment, but what you start to notice over time. You may begin to see that certain situations carry a similar kind of pressure, that some reactions happen quickly, almost automatically, that the same patterns return, even when the details are different. Not because you're doing anything wrong, but because those patterns have been there all along. This is where managing stress begins, not with a technique, not with a plan, but with a clearer view of what's actually happening. Instead of asking, how do I get through this? A different question can start to take shape. What keeps happening here? That question doesn't require an immediate answer, but it does begin to change your direction, because once something is seen more clearly, it doesn't feel as unpredictable. And what feels less unpredictable starts to feel more manageable. You may still find yourself coping in the moment. That doesn't go away. But alongside that, there can be a growing awareness of how stress shows up, how it builds, and how it tends to repeat. And over time, that awareness is what allows something to shift. Not all at once, but enough to begin moving from simply getting through stress to understanding it in a way that changes how it affects you. Closing reflection. You may already be doing everything you know to do when it comes to stress. Most people are. But if it still feels like something keeps repeating, it may not be about effort. It may be about how you're relating to it. And sometimes the shift doesn't begin with doing more, but with seeing more clearly what's been there all along. If you have questions or would like to explore where you currently are in your experience of stress, just click the contact button below. As always, there is no obligation. I'm John, and thank you for listening.